USA News, I'm Tim Berg. A federal jury ordered Donald Trump to pay $83 million in damages for defaming writer E. Jean Carroll after a trial in which she accused him of shattering her reputation while he was president by denying her claims of sexual assault. Trump saying on Truth Social the ruling was absolutely ridiculous and that he fully disagrees with the verdict. He also promises to appeal the decision. Industry experts say it's shaping up to be a good year for the housing market.
Housing market analysts anticipate a promising year ahead, with a notable surge of 8.3% in pending home sales reported for December by the National Association of Realtors. The group's chief economist foresees that decreasing mortgage rates and steady prices will contribute to increased affordability for a number of Americans in 2024. Positive monthly gains in signed contracts were observed in the Midwest, South, and West, while only the Northeast region experienced a decline. I'm John Schaefer.
The United Nations top court is telling Israel it must prevent acts of genocide. The International Court of Justice stopping short of ordering a total ceasefire Friday when it issued its initial ruling on South Africa's claim that Israel is committing genocide in Gaza. The stage is set for the top four teams in the NFL to face off Sunday. USA's Corey Myers has a preview.
We find out who's taking part in the Super Bowl this weekend. On Sunday first, the Kansas City Chiefs take on the Ravens in the AFC Championship. That one's in Baltimore. Kickoff set for 3 p.m. Eastern from M&T Bank Stadium. In the NFC Championship, the Detroit Lions traveling to the West Coast to take on the San Francisco 49ers. Kickoff there, 6:30 Eastern from Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara.
This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Darian Ray Sexton of Colorado has been sentenced to 39 months in prison for committing a hate crime. This charge is related to a fire he intentionally set at a church in Loveland, Colorado on January 19, 2023. Sexton entered a guilty plea for the federal hate crime last May. Sexton admitted to intentionally setting fire to the church last January. Recent data analysis from Yelp shows the restaurant industry is making a comeback after the COVID-19 pandemic.
The Yelp figures showed more than 53,000 restaurants opened last year. That's an increase over both 2019 and 2022, before and after COVID. One researcher says for the first time there were more restaurant openings last year than before the pandemic hit. Those include many in the western U.S., like fast-growing creperies, pasta shops, and pop-up restaurants. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The Hawaii legislator is considering a bill that would ban candidates who engage in insurrection or rebellion from the state's primary ballot, which would bar former President Donald Trump. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley weighs in on the bill on Fox News.
They're telling voters, we don't want you to have the choice. We don't want you to be able to elect the president of your choice. We don't want you to even be able to weigh the options. We're going to take it away from you. We're going to decide beforehand who can be on the ballot, who can't, who can be president, who can't.
For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.